sends down can be translated differently. On days, on certain days. So do expose yourself to them. Do prepare yourself to receive them. He upon whom Allah in his generosity bestows such a noble urge. So he's going to highlight two things now. Number one, that we need to appreciate it. And number two, we need to maintain it. So he says, he upon whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows such a noble urge must know how precious it is. He should know that it is one of the greatest graces of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or one of the greatest graces Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showered upon him. It is such that he will never know its real value, nor will he be able to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enough for it. So let him thank Allah to his utmost for having specially singled him out and selected him from amongst his status, from amongst his peers to receive it. How many a Muslim reaches the age of 80 years and more, yet neither was he bestowed with such a yearning, nor his heart once was touched by the secret. A seeker should diligently strengthen, protect, and respond to this urge. It grows stronger. How do we maintain it? He says it grows stronger when he remembers and invokes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So through dhikr and dua. Obviously presence of heart when making dhikr and dua. When he reflects on all which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has manifested. And when he keeps the company of the people of Allah. He protects it. He protects this urge by keeping away from the company of those veiled from Allah, and by ignoring the whispers of the devil. He responds to it. He responds to it when he hastens to return to Allah and sincerely seeks his nearness. Neither he waits, postpones, nor delays. Whenever the time arrived, he will accomplish the act. And when the door... So obviously responding to Allah, he means responding to the commands of Allah. He will accomplish the act, and when the door is open for him to do good deeds, and he should enter, when called to perform, he should hurry. Let him beware of letting one day pass after the other, for this is the work of the devil. He must approach it and not weaken it as he progresses. He must not make excuses such as saying that there is no time, know that he is not good enough for the task. Then he ends off with a quote, he ends off the first chapter with a quote, a famous quote where the one scholar said, hasten to Allah, sari'u ila Allah, hasten to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if you are limping. Do not wait for full health, for that would only be idleness. Subhanallah. So, I remember Habib Ali Jifri mentioning once that a lady wrote to him, via Twitter or something, saying that I've been searching for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, but I haven't found him. I've prayed tahajjud, don't tell me to pray tahajjud. I've read Quran, I went to the Kaaba, she's in a letter, she's saying that I did all of these things to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I didn't find him. So don't tell me to do those things, but advise. So he said, I won't tell you to do extra Quran or extra tahajjud or extra umrah. But what I will tell you to do is seek for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the yearning, or rather, what motivates you to seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That drive within yourself, he responds to this lady, that drive within yourself to seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is your road to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning that urge is there for a reason, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's one of the gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to receive these nafahat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to protect, maintain, and respond to it until our last day. Bi-ithnillah tabaraka wa ta'ala. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم أنت آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها يا أرحم الراحمين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.